Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another Taco Tuesday. I'm Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Synapse Center for Health and Healing. Today, we're here to talk about another food and nutrition related topic, and I thought we could talk a little bit about emergency preparedness with food. If your family is anything like our family, when these storms came through this past weekend, we found ourselves walking in the door from preschool graduation, rushing right into the basement with two hungry kiddos who then asked for snacks for about a half hour that we didn't have. So having something together, we'll chat about what we can keep kind of in the basement ready to go. But then also, what can we keep on hand if we find ourselves in a situation where maybe we have 3 to 4 days or a couple days or even a whole day where we don't have power, we don't have cooking appliances, we don't have access to our refrigerators or our freezers. What kind of things might be a good option to keep on hand? And one great thing about what's available to us now is that there is a lot that's available that's healthy, that's nourishing, that's tasty, that does have a little bit longer shelf life. So when you're thinking about whether it's kind of an emergency pack to pull with you quick into the basement or to even store in the basement, or having a cupboard in your kitchen that we leave alone all of the time just in case an emergency happens, we want to be considering everything that we might need during that time frame. So something to drink, something that maybe has a little bit of protein. And it's okay to even think about the healthy fats and fiber and kind of what's nourishing us while we're down there, just so that we can feel satisfied and continue to be nourished while enjoying the stuff that we're having. So when it comes to beverages, obviously we think a lot typically about water, whether it's gallons of water, bottled water, boxed water, whatever you like, whatever you have access to, having water down with you in the basement or in your kitchen or wherever you're kind of storing things is important. But there's other things we can keep there too that can sometimes be helpful and maybe take some of the stress out of it for ourselves or for our kids, because we know that when we're down there, it's a stressful situation. So even having on hand some milk boxes, which are like little juice boxes but have milk in them, having little flavor packets to go with your water to make special little drinks that taste a little bit better. True Lemon is a brand that has some great options that don't really have a lot of other stuff added to them. So most people will feel fine when they drink them, but makes the water a little bit more exciting if you've got kids that you're trying to distract. Some shelf-stable protein snacks can be really good to keep on hand if you're down in your basement or wherever your safe place is a little bit longer. So beef sticks and beef jerky, that's one of the things we often think about. Chomps and Paleo Valley have really great grass-fed beef sticks, which would help increase that omega-3 intake a little bit too. Protein bars are easy to keep on hand. So RX bars are one that we use a lot in our house. Little individual servings of protein powders that you can mix in with your bottle of water. If you do keep something like that, it might be helpful to keep a shaker bottle with it as well. If you like salmon, chicken, tuna, anything like that, straight from the can, those can be good options, but you're probably not going to want to be trying to make sandwiches and things like that while you're down there. But also even wisps. If you've ever had the little cheese crisps, those can be a great thing to take down into the basement with you as well. There's some really great healthy fat options too. And the nice thing about healthy fats is while they are good for you, they also help keep you full a little bit longer. So if you know you're going to be coming up and doing some work or kind of trying to figure things out, those healthy fats can just help make your meal or your snacks down there a little bit more sustaining. So individual little servings of olives can be great to bring down. Individual peanut butter pouches with some crackers can be really simple to have there as well. Sunflower seeds, walnuts, almonds, any kind of nut or seed that you like can be a good option. And even if you've ever heard of Mama Chia, they're little pouches that you can buy at a lot of grocery stores or Target or Walmart. And those are just little almost chia pudding type snacks that usually have some fruit, some chia seeds, and again, can just help keep you full a little bit longer. Also dried fruit or even pouches. A lot of times we think about those pouches being for baby food, but there's lots of really great options of different pouches that have applesauce, fruits, veggies, a mixture that tastes pretty good as well. And then even veggie chips or bags of roasted chickpeas, anything like that can be a great thing to keep down there for snacks as well. And again, having those things available can serve as a really great distraction when we've got kids that are maybe afraid of the thunderstorm or scared for what's going on, because it can be a really high anxiety time for everybody. In the kitchen, having a shelf stable or a shelf or a cupboard with all this shelf stable stuff that's in there that you don't use for your day-to-day cooking can be really important as well. Otherwise, if we have things just in our regular cupboards, we might use it on a normal week. And then when those emergencies roll around, we don't have everything ready to go. So having, you know, a few 3 or 4 days worth of shelf stable food, again, thinking about meals, thinking about snacks, thinking about beverages. You might not have access to your fridge, your freezer. You might not have access to your stove or your oven, your microwave, especially if you don't have a generator or if the generator is not working. So the snacks can just be similar to what we already discussed for a lot of those basement options. Dried fruit, nuts and seeds, individual servings of olives, a container of peanut butter with some crackers, anything like that can work well. Beverages can be pretty similar too. We want to have kind of the gallons of water, bottles of water, or even the bigger containers now of boxed milk or boxed almond milk or flax milk or whatever you use in your home. Having that on hand can be really helpful too. Protein shakes or bars for this situation as well. Sometimes those can work as a good snack or even a meal replacement, more for adults than for kiddos. But for those meals, you know, your canned veggies, beans can serve as a great source of protein when we have these scenarios that we can't cook. But the canned chicken, the canned tuna or salmon, the peanut butter or sun butter that you can eat with crackers or dried fruit, even bone broth. So having canned soups and broths on hand, bone broth can be a really great option as well that provides a little bit of extra protein. It's really simple. You don't need to do anything to prepare it or cook it. It's just ready to go. And nothing wrong with keeping a few treats in these packages too. Again, if we're trying to distract ourselves, trying to just enjoy things a little bit in a stressful time, or trying to make things a little bit lighter for kiddos, having those treats on hand can really do a lot. So whether that's a favorite cookie, it could be like we talked about those wisps, it could be something like that, some kind of pouch, some kind of special candy or something like that. Nothing wrong with keeping something in there, but remembering that even in an emergency, even when we have these situations happen, having things that are going to help us feel full, help give us energy, help us feel strong, can make a difference. Keeping track of the expiration dates will be important. We don't want to make these kind of kits or preparedness packages and then forget about them and use them 3 years down the road when nothing is good anymore. So maybe setting a reminder on your calendar, on your phone, to remind you to switch things out and make sure that anything that you have in there is something that you can actually consume will be really important too. Any other kind of shelf-stable things are great to keep on hand. And again, having things that you enjoy eating is really, really important so that you have that available. And also, we know just from the past few days that relying on community, food is important. And so much love is expressed through food and so much care is expressed through food, which we've really seen in our amazing communities as people are providing for those who have been without now for several days. So if you need any help coming up with ideas for how to put your emergency preparedness stuff together, if you have things that worked for you that you'd like to share that we can share on the air next week or in future weeks, feel free to reach out to the radio station. You're always welcome to share your ideas there or give us a call at the clinic at 651-209-9906. Or you can go online to Official Synapse, that's SYNAPSE, officialsynapse.com, and click the little link for a discovery call and set up a time to chat with me. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next week for another Taco Tuesday.